A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Salt Lake Show, RSL Show preseason edition with the old heads, Andy Munoz and Josh Clark.
Yes, sir.
What's up, dude?
Why don't we invite the young guys again? We're just hanging out, right?
Yeah.
Just chilling. Chilling. Yeah. Thought we'd do an episode.
Their problems just aren't relatable anymore.
Dude, I feel so old when you're around.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's disturbing, especially Alex.
Alex, yeah.
I've known Isaac for a long time, and like, yeah, he's younger to me still than he is.
Yeah.
But Alex is definitely a lot younger, and sometimes I'm just like, I'm a grandpa.
His hair just grows nonstop.
Dude, he's a chia pet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He is.
It's wild.
He's a chia animalito, because he's Hispanic like I am.
You're Hispanic?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Munoz was a Danish name.
It's weird, man. I looked up the origin the other day, and like it came back like Morocco. So I don't know.
What?
Yeah. It's weird.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. So
maybe
it
is.
I was really happy during the World Cup.
Yeah, your namesake's origin did well.
Yeah. How's your off season been, bro?
Dude, so nice.
So nice?
So nice.
Just nice, or like how nice?
Well, I mean, it's been normal, like busy and whatnot, but it's been nice not talking about Real Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Is that rude to say?
No, man, it's exhausting. It's very exhausting.
I think for so long, we haven't really taken a break and we've just had to be on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And paying attention, and it was just really, really nice to not care for a minute.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm excited for the season to kick back up. I'm excited for soccer to be back, but I think it was a much-needed offseason for everyone. I think it was needed for everyone at the club. I think it was needed for fans. I think it was welcoming.
Yeah. Yeah. We decided to not do any content in the offseason because how many times can you just talk about a rumor weekly that may have outcome
you desire?
Sure. Or credible, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's been nice, dude.
And really, like, there weren't any really rumors coming out during, you know, the World Cup either, so it was quiet, man. So quiet. There's trades, but
a little too quiet.
Suspiciously quiet.
It's weird.
Yeah. But you know,
you think we're going to get fine. anything huge?
I mean, we already broke a club record transfer fee.
Yeah. But I listened to the last episode, yeah.
I'd still like to get another, you know, striker. Maybe another midfielder. I'd like to see more incoming guys, right? Outside of draft picks, but I really don't see it happening.
Huh.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe some guys could still be leaving. Be some guys on their way out. Maybe something that'll really make everyone upset. Who knows?
Yeah, ooh, I don't know, man.
Foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here. Just kidding.
Yeah, no. We don't know anything, man. In fact, it's been a pretty dry off season in the sense of not getting anything really of substance from quote-unquote club sources.
Well, if everyone remembers, you know, the RSL show and the club is now beefing.
Yeah.
Right. So that thought we were a little too close with the club, you can now see that we are not, and we are on their shit list. So
you think so?
A little bit.
I feel
we're the
that.
Blog boys, dude.
Yeah. Oh, the blog boys.
The blog boys.
Yeah, dude.
Which, if you know anything about us, right, we're gonna be the blog boys for a while till we get tired of it. Like, if anything, thank you for the nickname.
Yeah, it's so played out.
We're gonna ride it, dude.
We're gonna ride that into the sunset. Yeah, man, it's weird. It's a weird relation, shit. You know.
Yeah, and I also honestly, like, this is gonna sound bad, but like, I haven't gotten back into RSL mode really into. Like digging for rumors mode yet. So like, I haven't asked.
Yeah.
I haven't been trying to seek them out either.
Yeah.
Which
well,
is bad. I need to. I need to get back in the flow, but.
I don't think it's bad though, man. When, I don't know, when it's just like radio silence and nothing is being fed to us like it used to. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you just, it's the usual, it's like the usual, you know, MLS writers or The Athletic or, you know, like or radio sources.
Radio, yeah.
It's cool, dude. We know where we stand.
Yeah. It's fine, though, because we want to pivot our content anyway.
Yep. This is now a horror film podcast.
Yes, where we will also talk about conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And
like you need another one of those.
Right. Like those aren't saturated enough either.
Yeah. No, I'm excited, man. I'm excited for the season ramping up. RSL just played preseason versus LAFC. Lineups. I mean, basically, almost everything is, like, top secret, it seems like.
Yeah, this one was, like, very much behind closed doors.
Yeah.
There was no live tweeting the game. There was no film. There's no nothing, really. But we do know it ended 2-0 for the good guys, Real Salt Lake.
Yeah.
With the draft pick, is it Jackwisson? I need to get a good pronunciation on that.
Yeah, Caleb Turner from KSL, what do they call themselves? Because we're on KSL Sports, but there's another
one. He's like the other KSL, like the rival KSL.
That's so weird, dude.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, KSL owns like two entities, or Deseret News, two entities. There's KSL Sports, and then there's like KSL 5 TV Sports or something. Caleb falls on that side, and I remember I saw him at a game, and I'm like, dude, what? This is weird. And we just talked, and we're friends.
Yep.
So I don't consider him the competition. He's a good guy. He's a nice guy. I like Caleb.
Yeah, no, we thankfully, we're still technically all on the same team. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
So there's no beef there. So
dude,
we'll be working together.
I'm curious, man. Hang on a sec. Oh, this will be fun, dude. We should talk about who we're beefing with, like who likes us, who doesn't like us.
No one likes us, man.
Yeah, I don't think so. Let's see. Caleb Turner works for KSL Com Sports. KSL.com Sports. Dude, there's a KSL.com/sports.
And then there's KSLSports.com.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
And I can't remember the story behind it. But I think they were supposed to work in like conjunction, and then they just don't.
Right.
And there's like department heads that allegedly don't see eye to eye. So it's weird, but he's doing a good job. I like him.
Yeah.
Oh, back to what you were saying about everybody not liking us. It's true, dude. I got blocked by like the majority of other RSL bloggers.
Mm-hmm.
And my life has never been better. Twitter is pleasant, dude. It's an amazing place. I like it.
Twitter's also dying, so.
It is, dude.
Yeah.
It's not like how it used to be.
No, it's not fun anymore. Like, no. I try to avoid it at almost all costs.
Yeah, it's just negativity. You know, I don't want to say to the people listening who hang out on Twitter, we're not saying you guys are negative, but the majority of anything that goes on Twitter is crazy.
Right.
Bad.
It's no, like, it's becoming Facebook, right?
It's no, yeah.
Yeah.
It is, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, except it's, everyone's just grumpy,
mm-hmm.
And then they just have, like, clicks,
Yep.
And if like one person decides they don't like
you, dog pile on. Yeah. Dude. It's a good time. Anyway.
Bro, I got dog piled on so hard. Oh my God.
You get dog piled on all the time. You're also a troll though and kind of go for it. You know what I mean?
As I don't care, man. I know you dude, don't. When you realize that Salt Lake City doesn't mean anything outside of Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Like, what are you getting so bent up about?
Dude, my favorite thing you do is I get a text message and it's a screenshot of drafts and it's always, should I?
Yeah. People fall for it too, man.
Oh, it's easy.
You know which one.
It's easy.
Dude, I literally will, I'll hit send on a tweet and then I'll send it to Josh and I'm like, just wait, dude.
Yep.
Just wait.
It's a good time.
And sure enough, it pops off.
Without fail.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're back. Year three with KSL Sports.
Yeah.
Celebrate. You can't see him like fist pumping.
Year eight of the show, I believe.
Something like that, dude.
Which
it's a long time.
You're wondering why I need a break. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, taking time off in the off season, I'm glad we did. We would have had nothing to talk about.
No, and I would have been so burnt out, even more so coming into this season, that we wouldn't be following through on the cool things we want to do. It would just be like we'd be putting out shows to put out shows and, you know, wouldn't be giving you quality.
Right.
That's what I feared anyway.
Which literally falls into I'm not going to say. But I'm excited for the MLS season. It's ramping up. Major League Soccer stuff is starting to ramp up there. I'm getting like my first assignments for videos, which, by the way, I wanted to talk about the Apple deal because I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I am, but I'm not.
I'm excited for the accountability and content.
Yes.
Because that's stuff that we've been talking about in repetition for years, where, hey, it would be cool if they did, you know, throwbacks or flashbacks on this date, and then it shows what happened on the club level that maybe led to a significant, you know, rally through like the playoffs or something. We've been talking almost like to exhaustion how we need like behind the scenes or something showing that these players are humans, a way to connect to the players, not just the English players, not just like your golden boy defender. I'm talking about like, let's talk to the Hispanics on the team. Let's talk to people of different countries, different originations who don't speak the language that we can subtitle the content for. Let's give those guys a platform. Let's do more video content surrounding, you know, what's actually going on, stuff that matters in the season. And so I love that Apple has come in and basically said, hey, we're going to level the playing field, and these are the expectations.
These are almost the requirements.
Yeah. It's going to be something that's going to be held to a high standard, because I don't think Apple is messing around.
Right.
I think that for the first club who misses either turning those in or delivering something of substance, it's not going to go well for them.
It's going to ask questions of people behind the scenes as to why it didn't get done.
Yes, it's going to, and sorry, my answer is like long-winded, but I was just thinking, yeah, department heads are going to have to answer to it.
Yep.
It's, you know, long gone are the days of just creating content that doesn't matter. I mean, those days are gone. Those are going to be your one-offs, which that's the way that it should have been from the beginning. When it's week to week to week to week to week to week to week, month to month to month to month to month to month, content, and it's just Justin Meerum, and it's just Justin Glad, and it's literally those two people.
With a little bit of Zach McMath in there.
Being asked questions that don't pertain to soccer, the sport, that's frustrating.
Right.
And that's been going on for way too long. And this isn't just for Real Salt Lake. This is for the league. It's going to set a standard, and it's going to expose some people.
Yep.
I'm really excited for the deal. But that was like, that was really one of like the main frames or the main points that I had seen that I loved. And I have full confidence that the content creation team, marketing, all that stuff at Real Salt Lake can deliver on that. So I'm stoked.
I'm stoked for the no blackouts.
Yeah.
That's my biggest thing.
Yeah.
I do worry about, you know, if enough people are going to subscribe, if it's really going to hurt viewership and whatnot, but it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Does it suck to have to shell out $100 or $120, whatever the cost is, for a subscription for the league? Yeah, it sucks.
Hopefully you have a buddy's house you can, you know, go watch the game at, and
yeah,
hopefully you still go to the home games. That's really what matters.
The joke's being made where it's like, oh, you know, somebody should invent this service where you could watch all the channels and pay a monthly price.
Right.
You know, cable. Describing cable. Yeah. But it's just the way that things are headed. And but I see that as one of the biggest benefits, right? With KSL, bless their hearts, they tried. But geofencing was a thing.
Right. And then you had KMYU, which
yeah,
it was impossible to find if you had cable. Like, unless you knew it was channel 2.5 or something, you know what I mean? Like,
and half the time it would be
grainy, or it would be,
yeah,
you know, there was issues.
Half the time it would, you know, even with like Real Salt Lake, right? Like, or excuse me, KSL, you'd go on the app, you'd click the match, and then it would just play like an America First like hype video
for like 3-4 minutes,
and then it would just play like a match from last week,
right? Or if you lot like. Without fail, on each half, I would lose the stream every time.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to get back in, watch the ads again, hope it picked up on the right game. Like, it was just rough.
It was rough. It was, man. So, no, it's going to be cool. A lot of positives from this. And, dude, Apple is a huge multi-billion dollar company committing to the league and its growth for the next 10 years. This is something that people should be excited for, and especially for those who have touted and have blown that horn for so long that you know, hey, you guys should care about soccer because it's a cool sport.
Right.
What better way to, you know, drive engagement, right? You're gonna, when people log in on Apple TV to watch Ted Lasso,
they're gonna see their games on, and
they're gonna see a live preview of a game. And, you know, dude, Apple always has this. They always have these weird promotions, right? You get a device, you get like a year free of whatever.
Sure.
You buy whatever, whatever. Or like you log in, it's like, hey, 50% off or 30% off.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of promotions,
yeah,
on the MLS.
Yeah, there will be
streams.
A lot of promotions. Yeah. And if people really have an issue with paying for the season pass, like, I wouldn't put it past them if it came down to a model where you could just purchase a game.
Yeah.
If you just want to watch like Seattle versus LAFC and you want to pay $4, that could be an option. I don't know.
I'm
excited. I am clearly,
you're pro Apple.
Yeah. But I'm not happy that it's being taken away from KSL or even like, you know, Channel 2.
And the local broadcasters.
Brian Dunseth. Yeah. Totally unfair to David James, dude. David James just shafted on this.
Yeah.
Like, he is so good at what he does. And he actually gives a shit about Real Salt Lake.
And now he can't even participate.
No, yeah. He can't. You know, thankful that Brian Dunseth is maybe going to get an opportunity. I've been wanting to text him and ask him if he's indeed going to, you know, because there's rumors, right?
Right, but he's on this nice trip, dude.
On a trip. Clearly, he's in some way, like,
Resetting.
Yeah. He deleted his Twitter, right? He's not on Twitter, so he's not around the whole Real Salt Lake crap. So, I've thought about texting him and just asking him, but, you know, good for him. Really, really happy for him. But, honestly, man, David James, fantastic dude.
Yeah. And now it's just, we're going to have to listen to Alexi Lawless and Taylor Twellman, or the guy from Colorado. I can't remember his name suddenly, with the long hair.
Yeah. Balboa,
who is horrid.
Who? Diego Valeri?
Right. What experience does he have, right?
Like, none.
Sebastian Latou? Like, okay.
Bro.
Man, my problem is, like, at least with the local broadcasters, they knew the history of Real Salt Lake. They knew what was going on at Real Salt Lake. Whereas these other guys are going to come in randomly and just, like,
yeah,
you know, do a quick Google search.
It's going to be like Landon Donovan at the World Cup.
Right. Out of his depth.
Out of his element.
No idea what's going on behind
don't
the
care.
Scenes. Right. They're just there for the check, and that's probably unfair, but...
Yeah. So, for the record, on record, I'm saying that it sucks for David James, because he's an awesome dude. It sucks that he's being left out of this deal, ripped away from the deal, but it's David James. He's going to be fine. That dude can commentate snail races, and you would tune in, and he would kill it. Let's see. What else? What other news, dude? We're going on tangents here.
I don't even know, dude.
We're just kind of hanging out, really just kind of checking in, just to check with you guys, listeners. Thank you for everybody who's so loyal to the RSL show. We noticed that we get way more love on Instagram, so we're, pivoting, maybe?
Yeah, let's pivot. Pivoting.
Yeah. If you've noticed Twitter's kind of dying down, it's because we're sick of the same, like, 5-6 people just coming at our throats. We'd rather go hang out with the people on IG, like the hundreds of thousands of people that love us. They reply and leave questions, and they're always, it's crazy. So, what I think we should do is let's take the time to actually go through some of
these. Let's do the IG questions, dude.
Yeah. Let's go there. I'm going to just go to the stories here real quick. But yeah, just for the record, the babies, we left them at home.
Yep.
Alex Napolis and Isaac Munoz. They're doing good. Alex is doing great.
Yeah, he's already passing us up. You know what I mean?
He's like, commentating like sports on KSL.
Yeah, like, he got big things ahead of him.
Yeah.
Isaac, on the other hand,
he's working.
Yeah, he's working progress.
He's getting clients, dude. He's getting clients. He's doing good. Like social media clients.
He's just Isaac, my guy. Stop being so nervous.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Just take a deep breath. Right?
I'm not going to kill you, Isaac, if you make a mistake.
I might.
Yeah.
Just, I won't. I'm nicer than Andy.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's tough love, dude. But anyways, all right. So we asked on the RSL show, we just said, hey, throw your comments, your questions our way. This is a mix between IG and Twitter. So Ike Gonia says, hi, Key, got a good feeling about this season.
Yeah.
That's like Alex Napolis and Isaac Reach, because he said hi, Key. Only young kids say hi,
Key. Young kids. Dude, we got to get Alex and Isaac need to help us out with some content that'll reach these kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These kids. Because I don't
keys.
Know.
We're old, bro.
Whatever he just said the first time I read that, I was like, huh? You know what I'm saying?
High key got a good feeling about the season. No chemica, you know? See chemica?
All right. I'm just picturing Edgar's now.
Dude, look at my hair, bro. I went to Steph's barber shop.
I'm gonna call you Edgar.
Dude, they lined me up nicely. I got the long mullet, bro. We gotta tweet a photo of this, dude. Do you have a mullet?
I don't.
No, I'm trying to stay young, dude.
Yeah, you're trying a little too hard.
Yeah. I got a mullet. When you guys see me, I'm committed to growing it out. I'm going to keep it. So when I see you guys at the stadium, you guys will see 34-year-old walking around with a mullet. Let's see. Keenan McEwen. Why does RSL suck at getting our signings to the club? Takes too long. Gomez is in Colombia.
Yeah, but like visas, dude.
Yeah.
That's not RSL thing. That's
legalities.
Previous presidential administrations making things difficult.
Did Keenan just ask why the government exists?
Yeah, basically.
Why can't he just like come over here right now, man?
No, I did ask this question at training yesterday when he's expected to get here.
Yeah.
Probably another 3 weeks. They're hoping he's here before Arizona, but
yeah,
he's never had a visa to the United States, so it's literally starting fresh.
Wow.
So it's going to be a minute because he can't just show up and work, right?
Isn't there a team right now kind of going through that, like in the CONCACAF Gold Cup or the Club World Cup, something like that? One of the opponents, like they're not able to get like their visas in time for the tournament.
Oh, wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, Keenan, patience, bro. Can you be patient, Keenan?
Come on, man.
What a weird name, huh? Keenan.
It's a cool name.
It's dope.
It reminds me of Nickelodeon.
Yeah, your name's cool. Keenan. It's a Utah name for sure. Yeah. He's got to be from Utah. Keenan?
Yeah, I mean, the guys from Nickelodeon weren't on from Utah.
Hang on, I'm looking at his profile. Let's see what this guy looks like.
He's a long-time listener, dude. You've met him a few times.
No, I know that. Yeah. I'm not bagging on him. I just want to see what he looks like. Keenan. Ooh. Oh, we just followed him back. Oh, boy. New year, new IG. So he deleted all his posts. He's got no posts. Look at everybody making New Year's resolutions. Oh, dude, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
We'll go into resolutions here in a minute. Mo, sweatshirt. Okay. Fun fact, I went to high school with him.
Okay.
Alex Sweat, that's his name. He was tall. He played basketball. And he was cool. Dude, he was cool. He had that swag, dude. I know saying swag is lame, but he had like the
That's lame now?
He had like the headband and like long hair. He played basketball. He was really cool. He was dope. It shocked me when he said he listened. Mo Sweatshirt, he wrote, "Will Salter FC make a comeback?"
Yeah, I can't answer that. I'm pushing for it. I have ideas, but some club owner's real lazy and doesn't want to do it.
Bro. Call me lazy again, dude.
Want to fight right now?
You're going to call me lazy for not doing Salter FC?
Let me have it.
Let you have it?
Yeah.
Buy it off me.
I'll give you a percentage of everything I sell. Give it to me in patch, and we'll give you a cut.
That's actually not a bad idea. I don't have to do anything with it?
I might make you run social still because you're good at it.
Oh, God, dude.
Or at least some of your stupid tweets.
Guess I could do that. Yeah.
We'll talk. There you go, most.
I don't want to talk about it tonight, though.
No.
Another time.
Later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mo Sweatshirt, have you heard of whispers of RSL bringing a 9? I've heard of whispers, not from like club sources. It's just a consensus that everybody wants.
Yeah, I mean, everyone wants it. We haven't had one since Sabo, right?
But yeah.
Let's be real. We have too many wingers now. We have Dami coming back, and we drafted 3 strikers, essentially. That, to me, says we're not signing a 9 in January.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see it going that way.
I don't see it happening.
And just like you mentioned, I don't know if it was on the previous recording that we lost or this one, the $4 million record signing. You know, it's.
I feel like that's basically going to be it. Although I think we need some depth in the outside back situations, but.
Yeah.
We'll see. I would be 0% shocked if we sign 0 players going forward.
Yeah. So I watched the documentary Blackfish.
That's sad.
I know. My work made me watch it because we're content creators, and they're like, hey, let's talk story arcs, and let's talk about, you know, the re-engagements and both. So we all watched it. In that documentary, Tillamook, I think that's his name.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Tillamook.
Something like that.
Tillamook, so, Telecom.
I've seen it once.
Telecom. I don't know. Remember. He would get, well, the whales are so smart. So when the trainers would come out with a bucket full of fish, they would, you know, they'd have them do tricks. They'd go around, they'd wave, they'd do like their flips, come out on their bellies.
Mm-hmm.
The whales knew when the fish were getting low due to the sound, like the trainers would go down to the bucket and the whales could hear like fish being, moved around, but it was more so the ice at the end of the bucket,
okay,
at the bottom that they would hear. And that's when the whales would start to kind of become more disobedient because they know it's a lighter load. There's no fish coming in, right? So all I'm saying is we're like Tillamook or Tillicum because there's, the $4 million that we had in our bucket, well, that was the majority of it probably for any moves.
I'm sure.
So we're just hearing ice. As a fan base, we're just hearing that ice, and we're just, you know,
we're all going to be super annoyed when deadline day passes, even though we know, like, in our hearts, nothing else is probably coming.
Dude.
Like, anything else is, like, the cherry on top, right?
You know how many people just, like, shut off the podcast when I was talking about?
Yes.
They're like, this analogy is way too long.
get to the point already, guy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, just whispers, bro, but nothing that carries weight.
Man.
All right, Hannah Moyes. What's up, Hannah Moyes? 10? Why is RSL not showing their games on regular TV this year?
Apple TV.
Yeah.
Won't let them.
Yeah, that's the answer. Hannah Moyes, that's pretty much it. You'll get a follow back as well. I like this. Hey, if you write us, we follow you back.
Yeah. Or,
if it's good. If it's good.
So, what if I just... Never mind.
Yeah.
I was going to make a Gwen Stefani joke about a follow back, but...
Oh, a follow back girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
I just couldn't figure out how to formulate it.
No. No, don't even try it. Dude,
I'm not going to. I stopped.
You already
made yourself sound dumb.
I know.
Cool, and I'm not going to go there.
I'm pretty sure Tillamook is a cheese, bro.
It is. It is.
Wait.
I'm going to Google,
it. What's this whale's name, bro?
You know someone's just screaming on the other end. It's.
Hang on. Whale from Blackfish.
Whale.
It's a sad story, man. I had seen it when it first came out. But I was still pretty heartless. I'm like, whatever.
It's Tillicum.
I'm going
yeah,
to...
Yeah, you're right. Tillicum.
Okay. Tillicum. A captive killer whale. All yeah. right.
And cool. I'm pretty sure he killed some trainers.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
It's cool.
He did.
It's fine.
Go watch the documentary, guys. I would say don't go to SeaWorld, but having been born in San Diego and going there as a kid, I loved SeaWorld, dude. It was dope.
Yeah, it's cool until like you get sad.
Yeah, it's right? horrible. Like, but that's just anything in captivity. You right. know what I mean?
The zoo makes me sad.
Yeah.
I have to tell myself they're all rescues and like there's no way they could survive on their own.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Even though I'm probably
but that's
wrong
like,
most of the time.
It's
but.
Probably true. Like a cheetah wouldn't thrive in Salt Lake City winter. You know what I mean?
Obviously.
A leopard.
But it would be fine back in Africa where it belongs.
Yeah. Yeah. Careful there. All right. Tyler Day said, let's see, he asks, is Gomez going to be a Jason Ramirez-level bust or a starter from day one?
Dude, I completely forgot about him.
Jason?
Wow.
Yeah, Jason.
That's bad.
I wonder if he got his braces off. He had braces,
you know,
right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's hard to say already because we haven't even been able to see him in preseason, right, or anything. I'd hope for $4 million. The scouting department is pretty confident this guy's going to be good. I have a feeling he'll be decent, right? But you never know. You never know.
No.
He could be a $30 million man and come in and be a bust. Like, it's so hard to say. So that's literally a time will tell. Like Jasper Lofelsund, not even supposed to be on the roster, right? Killed it.
It's just so hard to say. Literal like banker or something.
Yeah, dude. He was getting ready to just be done with soccer.
He was like done. He's like, I'm just gonna make $40K forever. Yeah.
And now he's making $60 playing soccer.
he makes more than that. Dude, that was crazy though, dude. Like that's in what? Like 2008, 2010, 2011, dude. Like some rostered players were making like $60K was the league minimum.
No.
Or like 48.
It was less than that. Back then it was less than that.
I remember they moved it up, but I remember being at a game.
I think the league minimum right now is like 65.
You think so?
I'm pretty sure.
I want to say it's 80. Look it up, dude. Just look it up real quick while I get this set up.
Okay.
But yeah, dude, I remember being at a soccer game and I was watching like Devin Sandoval, which by the way, great player. I have nothing bad to say about him anymore. He's retired. Great for him. But I remember he was playing and like we looked up his salary and we're like, dude, we make
65K.
We're like, we make the same money as Dev Sandoval right now.
It's currently
now.
$65,000.
$65K?
Yeah.
Damn, dude, that's tight, dude.
Yeah.
That's 65 is tight
it's
money.
It's not great. Like it's good money, but like
Yeah.
But it's not
in this economy.
Money. But it's not great money, right? Like no one's going and buying their G Wagon on $65K.
No.
Right?
Like, no, dude. Like, you'd be sweating if you got to, like, the team hotel and they didn't arrange your flights and they're like, hey, dude, can you put the room on your card?
Yeah, you'd be like, uh-uh. But, like, luckily, I think a lot of these guys have, you know, housing provided or vehicles provided. I think there's some subsidies in there that make
their money go farther,
right?
Right. But, it's like it would feel like their salaries are, like, $130 if they're not having to pay, like, a, you know, a place to live or something.
Right. So...
The $15,000, $18,000, whatever.
I remember
it might be.
When I feel like it was $20K back in the day. People were barely making anything.
Yeah,
having to have second jobs while playing.
Okay, second jobs while playing. Is that public news yet?
No,
that's not.
No, let's leave it that way,
dude.
Let's talk to him though.
That's crazy. Yeah, what in the world, man? All right, we keep going. Andrew Knight just wants rumors. Thanks for the comment.
Sorry, bud.
MedFizz 10. How do we feel about the apparent youth movement? Who are the trialists? Who backs up Oviedo? Who's third CB? Wow, he's getting like 10 questions in. 4-2-3-1 with Demir under Rubin, likely starting formation.
I don't want to answer any of these right now.
Let's go with how do we feel about the apparent youth movement, though? Because I know you have an opinion on that.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it last week.
Like, we need a Where Are They Now series.
We really do. We need to plan that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm fine with this youth movement as long as we play them. That's really my only request, right? Like, we can sign all these young kids, but, like, signing them and then just shoving them straight to the Monarchs, unless you're planning on selling them, just feels extremely pointless to me.
Yeah.
And I could be wrong. They could have reasons, right? But if we want to be like the Philadelphia Union, if we want to be like FC Dallas, if we want to be like, you know, some of these other clubs that are really pushing the youth and making some money on the youth and getting wins with the youth, right? Like, we have to use them. We can't sit behind, you know, Scott Caldwell all the time.
No.
And then leave the guy sitting on the bench, you know. Luna's got to get on the field. I mean, some of the, you know, Bodie Hidalgo needs to get on the field. All these kids, they need to see minutes.
Play the kids.
Exactly. Yeah. Play the kids. That's my feeling. And I hope we do.
Yeah. Totally, man.
I hope we scatter them in there, right? You know, hope some of these young strikers get a look at the field instead of Ruby Orbin or Demir if they're having struggles. Like, get K out there.
Yeah.
If we're not scoring goals, get the kid out there. Let him try.
Yeah. Man, it'd be tough though, dude.
It would be tough, but
as a coach, right? Say you are down 4-1, and then you're like, okay, I'm gonna play these kids at minute 82.
Mm-hmm.
People would probably love to see it, and they would understand. However, that your judgment is just like the perception of your judgment as a coach is really going to suffer. And even though there are, you know, there's the people on the fan base or even like in the quote unquote media blog boys space that say they should play, they would also too, you know, they'd be critical of a, why did you sub in these young kids when the scoreline's 4-1 at 82? Why would you do that?
I don't think so. I think people would be like, sweet.
Think so?
They're getting minutes. We're already losing, right? Putting in,
I guess it does make more sense than just doing the usual.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got to break out of the box.
How do we feel about Michael Chang?
And we went into that last week. I don't get back to it.
Yeah,
I'm over it, dog. I know that's an unpopular opinion, but
yeah,
over it.
Same. Doesn't do it for me. Jordan Mulford asks, "Why no true striker?" If you've been listening to the podcast for the last 20 minutes, we've answered your question.
If you've been listening to the podcast for the last 8 years, you've been. We don't know. We honestly don't know.
We don't know, Jordan Mulford.
Because they're the Wolford. Honestly, it's the expensive player.
Yeah.
And the club doesn't want to have a really expensive player and then a bunch of players making the same money. They're scared it'll upset the locker room. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. In that same umbrella, let's take a look here. Let's look. Oh, one thing that I wanted to talk about. So Matt Pollard, somebody wrote, Apple TV, hey, MLS teams, we're broadcasting your post-game press conferences now. MLS teams, all the independent journos who were our press corps got laid off. It's now just the comm staffer who writes recaps for the team site. They only ask fluff questions. Somebody tagged us in this. We'll just read it. I don't know about other MLS teams, but I'm positive that RSL Show, L Show RSL, RSL Soapbox, and more will be able to continue their coverage of RSL. If I'm missing anyone, let me know so that I can look into their content.
Yeah, like people are barring the league, barring independent journalism from, you know, post-game pressers and whatnot, like people will still be able to go. Just because the Soapbox lost their host network, they're still going to be doing their thing, right?
Yeah.
So
I don't think they're just going to stop.
Right. So there's still going to be plenty of coverage. That bit is not going to change.
Yeah. I think
Dunny was never, like, the local broadcasters were never in the post game.
Yep.
I think they would tune into it, right? Like, they would turn the TV to it, but the local guys, the podcasters, the blog boys, whatever you want to call them, they'll still be around covering it. So.
Yeah, they just need to move their hosting, I imagine.
Right.
Because, what is it? Is it Vox?
Yeah, Vox Media just, like, cut all MLS.
And, but who do they, is it,
It's like so SB Nation.
It's a thing. It's a thing with SB Nation, though.
It's the parent, like Vox, cut SB Nation, I believe.
Okay, so just
pivot.
Change your hosting.
That's what I mean. That they're going to change their host. They'll be right back.
It's like
when we went from doing it all on our own to KSL. If KSL cut us, we just go back to doing it all on our own.
Exactly. I had seen like a few goodbyes and stuff, so it just like looked like they were just one last dance.
Calling it quits. Yeah, no.
What's that song that plays the closing time? Nah, dude, those guys are not going to quit.
No.
They're not going to quit. They just lost whatever
deal. They lost their host, yeah. And they'll just find a new one.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are still going to get content, so.
Yeah, the content from sources like Andy and myself, it's not going away.
Yeah. And so. I guess this is a great time to plug KSL Sports. We love our bosses at KSL Sports. Thank you for agreeing to keep us on for the third year.
Yes, Nate, thank you for not canning us.
But we're going to talk because we're going to maybe try to get more money and probably pay the interns. So just going to throw this on the episode.
Oh, boy.
What'd you say?
I said, oh, boy.
Oh, I thought you said something else. I was like, geez, bro. I think that just kind of sums it up. Just wanted to check in, say what's up to everybody before the first few matches. I'm sure we'll record more if there's any more breaking news or anything like that. But just all in all, just to recap, happy about Apple and what they're going to do to push not only this club, but all of the clubs.
The league. Really.
The league to make better content for the fans. The content that we deserve.
Exactly. The fans should be pumped about what they're going
to
be.
The content that should have been done from day one. You know what I mean? And it's not to say discredit Real Salt Lake for... they used to do an amazing job. They did a really good job. They did. But it's going to be nice to just have a standard start. And a promise. It's like that whole thing with Apple coming out, it's more so a promise to the fans.
Right.
And you're going to get your money's worth. So we recapped that. The rumors, real dry rumors. Our sources have been dry. We're here, guys. We'll be here. We'll always be here. Well, I don't know. How long are you going to be doing the RSL show for, dude? What do you have? Realistically, how many more years do you have of this, dude, in you?
Two.
Two? That was fast. This one and the next one?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we're getting old.
Barring us, like, becoming really good. And, like, me being super pumped and, like, us hitting MLS Cups and whatnot and, like, really having something to cover. I don't know that I could cover the same old same forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. I would...
Plus we're getting old, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, the plan, in full transparency, the plan is, and Josh knows this, and Jake knew this, and Mitch knew... Like, we all knew this. It's, you know, we're trying to set it up, just kind of align it in a way that we can just one day just hand this puppy off. And it still exists, and good people will run with it and keep it alive. People who are youthful, people who have more energy than us.
A little less jaded.
And we'll give a fresh perspective. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So we're here for a while still.
Yeah. And then we'll just ride off into the sunset.
We have some fun plans this year. There's a lot of stuff I want to do before we eventually hang up our headphones, I guess.
You say 2 years, though, dude. Whatever. 2 years is going to roll around. You'll be like, hey, man, we're back for the third year.
We'll see. You never know.
Yeah.
Like I said, it all depends on what the future holds.
Yeah. You know, one person I haven't seen in a minute, dude, I want to just shout out is Ryan Terry.
Yeah, I haven't seen him either.
Yeah, I miss that guy.
Yeah. I need a good bear hug from Ryan Terry.
If you guys don't know Ryan Terry, he's the dude who used to have, like, the mohawk in Section 35, would paint it, like, red, blue, white. I will say this. When you don't know him as a human, he can be a little, like, intimidating. Because he used to just be super rambunctious. And I think I'm the same. When people don't know the real me, like, I get that.
They just think you're a jerk.
Yeah, I'm a jerk. I'm annoying. I'm mean. Whatever. I kind of thought the same about Ryan when I first met him. But then, dude, he's such a cool guy. Yep. He's such a beautiful human. And I love that guy. So Ryan Terry, dude, I just thought of you randomly, dude. Love you. Hope to see you at the stadium. Your family is beautiful. And yeah, hopefully we see more of you at the stadium. And that goes for anybody else who we might be missing. Hope to see. It's going to be fun to see all the RSL fam at the stadiums once it ramps up.
Yeah, dude, opening match is always the best. Seeing all the faces you haven't seen for a few months, you know, reconnecting, it's a great time. So I am excited for that.
Yeah, so.
All right, well.
Excited, bro.
45 minutes is enough of us talking.
That's it. We'll sign off. Yeah, follow us at RSL Show. I'd say go Instagram. That's where we're hanging out more these days. We're just, you know, we're not super pumped on Twitter anymore.
Yeah.
We'll do updates, games, and stuff there, but the real fun stuff is on IG, so come hang out with us and all the people who love the RSL Show on KSL Sports.
Powered by the Park Cafe.
Not KSL.com.
Yeah, KSLSports.com.
Dude, I bet you just because I said the name of the other one, I bet you it's going to be a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry in advance.
Yep. All right, guys. Take it easy. Keep it here for all your Real Salt Lake news. And we love you. We'll see you soon.
Goodbye. Okay, baby, what you think about getting out of here? Get you out of this bar, girl. Get to switching gears. In the Chevy, there's the Eddie in the back. With some beer, we can park in the dark. Get a third boat on.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading Doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.